From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So Main Freight, bellwether, I saw a bit of good news in there, didn't I?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, we haven't spoken about Main Freight for a while, have we? And, it still is one of our true homegrown success stories, you know, global company, true long-term vision, big part of local share market. Look, Mike, the share price has been under a bit of pressure recently. They did a trading update in, I'm pretty sure it was late July. The market was a little disappointed in that update. Share price dropped below $60. You may recall when the global sort of trade was humming, or back in 2021, it was above $90. We thought it might go to 100. It also suffered because of all the tariff talk around Liberation Day, that sort of weighed on the valuation as well. Yesterday, they released their financial result for the 6 months to the end of September. Now, analysts were expecting a soft result. In fairness, it was. Revenue, though, was up $2.61 billion, but versus the same period last year, that was up 2.1%. The issue is around profit. Profit before tax was down 18.3%. Net profit was also down a sort of similar magnitude. So that taxpayer profit, $93.8 million. Margins look like they're under a little bit of pressure. That volume growth, there are some sort of pockets of what looks pretty good there. Geographically, Australia, a lower level, what they call one-off project activity. If you're just for that, Australia are actually travelling well. New Zealand in line with expectations. The Americas area, hard work, posted a first half loss. That's a tough environment. They did maintain, shareholders will enjoy this, they maintained the interim dividend of 85 cents per share. But I was listening, Mike, to Don Braid speaking yesterday. He acknowledged it was a tough start to the half year in the first quarter, but the second quarter improved. Yeah, and I think the market yesterday might really focused on that outlook, that incremental improvement over the six-month period. So you sort of roll that forward and say things are going to get better. Braid said they're improving market share, feeling more positive. But I really took note of his comments on New Zealand, Mike. He said things are improving. And that follows a number of New Zealand companies who've reported in the last few weeks who've said the same thing and said established companies are increasing the amount of freight. They expect overall trading to continue to strengthen. And I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here because I'm not sure all the analysts will agree with me. But I think the risk for somebody like Main Freight looking forward could be to the upside.
Good on you. Concrete, where are we at?
Ready mixed concrete. I love this. I love this data. So in the September quarter, actual volume of ready mixed concrete produced was 926,000 cubic meters. Now that is a 6.5% drop from the September quarter last year. Then if we sort of broaden the lens, look at the numbers for the year, we had 3.64 million cubic meters of ready-mix concrete. That's also down 6.2% compared to the year ending September 2024. On a seasonally adjusted basis, though, September quarter did lift from the June quarter. Look, I'm not enough of a construction expert, Mike, to understand that, you know, what potential adjustments you have to make, you know, big projects, you build a stadium, I suppose, you get a big surge in ready-mix concrete. So the data could be skewed, but a very broad sort of high level, it does suggest a big slowdown in the construction sector, doesn't it? I mean, 6.2%, that's a big chunk of business, of footings, of, you know, stuff that's not being done. So we would like to see this improving, wouldn't we?
We would. The vote, they're confident, so I assume the market's going to be happy.
Yeah, well, they should be. I mean, if you look at historically, when you've come out of a shutdown, the US share markets tend to go well. The only thing that I'm sort of a little bit reticent about is the fact that the market had done extremely well leading into the shutdown. So I'm not sure we can sort of extrapolate exactly what's happened historically this time. At the moment, sort of with the market looking at the shutdown coming to an end, the markets are sort of quite mixed overnight. The Dow Jones, I suppose, more cyclical type stocks, that's up 0.75%, but the NASDAQ is quite a bit lower. What has reacted, US 10-year bonds, they're actually quite a bit lower in yield. And the expectation, of course, now is that we get a lot of data come out, all that sort of data that hasn't been put out into the market. We get that out and it allows the Fed to make a decision to drop interest rates. I think that's the speculation at the moment.
We'll stand by for the numbers. What are the numbers?
Well, they are. So the Dow Jones is up 0.75%, 361 points, 48,293. The S&P 500 has barely changed. It's down 8 points, 6838. And the NASDAQ down 0.66%, 153 points, 23,313. The FTSE 100 up 0.12 overnight, 9911. The Nikkei up 220 points, 0.43%. 51,063. The Shanghai Composite bang on 4,000. That was down very small. Yesterday, the Aussies lost 0.22%, 8799 the close there. The NZX 50 up just under 0.5%, 13,671. Kiwi dollar is actually a little improved overnight, 0.5662 against the US, 0.8656 Aussie, 0.4884 Euro. 0.4311, so slight improvement there against the pound, 87.55 Japanese yen. Gold has rallied, $4,200 US dollars an ounce, and Brent crude has not rallied. It has fallen, $62.77.
I'll take it. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.